Hello and welcome to Zbrojovcast, the English language Zbrojovka podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
My name's Sam.
And this week we're talking about
football
and failures to failures to play football in any way, well or successfully.
Failures.
Na 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 na. Failures.
Dear.
I suppose there's only one place to start, and that's 2 weekends ago.
Well, first of all, I think we should thank everyone who's listening to this by the power of telepathy, because I don't think we've properly put up the first podcast yet.
We haven't really properly put up the first podcast yet, because it's a technical nightmare, to be quite honest. It's really annoying me. But, that will hopefully get sorted at some point.
This is sort of like a time travel podcast right now, because, you know, you can, you know, please do go back and hear all the outdated information from the first episode.
And some hilarious predictions.
And then, of course, by the time this is out, because we are playing Hrudim in 4 hours?
Yeah, in
less than 4 hours.
Just under 4 hours, because this is how much we have our shit together.
I'm 100% hoping that we're able to do a stealth edit in terms of predictions.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. Anyway, we have also just witnessed a feast of football. Before recording this, we watched Aberdeen versus Rangers, Sam's beloved Dons.
Scraping a point.
Yeah.
After having 75 minutes playing against 10 men.
It was pretty desperate.
It puts you in a positive mindset to talk about the last couple of weeks of Zbrojovka Brno, to be honest.
And to be fair, my own Coventry City didn't do a massively stellar job at the weekend. We had our first game of the League One campaign and we lost 2-1 at home to Scunthorpe.
Against a good team, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, and it's nice to see Tony Andrew on the score sheet and so forth, but... Yeah, we'll gloss over that as we talk about more abject footballing failures. So, 2 weekends ago, it was indeed the opening round of the season. Zbrojovka Brno at home to who you kept calling the plucky Vysočinans of Jihlava. And they were more than plucky. I wouldn't say they were good. I would say we made them look good. But, Zbrojovka lost 3-1 on the opening day of the season. Goals from Urblík and two from... Your man?
Jiří Klíma,
who I believe you singled out as one of their two forwards.
Yes, who I don't think... He's either... Yeah, I don't think he'd played a game up to that point or had been particularly spectacular. But he was quite good against Zbrojovka, as was everyone who was not playing in red.
Yeah, as I said, I'm still confused as to whether Jihlava were any good or whether we were that bad... We made them look half decent. Our defending was shocking, frankly. All three goals for them were absolute gimmies.
I think it says a lot that Stepanovski played most of the game, actually, almost as part of the back four than he actually was out on the wing.
Yeah.
He, in my opinion, actually didn't have too much of a bad game. He was just... Everyone around him didn't seem to be able to do anything.
Yeah, he was decent enough. He looks... slightly too good for this level. I wouldn't even... He's one of those players that in England, he would be too good for the Championship but not good for the Premier League. You know what I mean? Like, he's sort of in that weird nether zone between not quite being good enough for the First League and too good for the Second League. Aside from him, who were we impressed or unimpressed by?
I know you said his name a few moments ago, but I think the first thing that has to be said is that it's a brilliant goal to open it up from the cross-country skiers.
It was a belter, wasn't it? It came down, 35 yards from goal?
Just out of the sky and hits it.
Yeah.
And
first time volley and woof.
And until then, I thought that we were sort of going a wee bit toe-to-toe. There they were coming a lot into it, a lot more into it even. And then after that, it basically just killed any momentum that we had. Then, you know, a second goal before half time, and that was us dead and buried, really,
wasn't it?
The problem with Zbrojovka is that if you score first, you usually go on to beat them. And it then started to get a little bit panicky. There was a lot of long balls that didn't really go anywhere. To be honest, I thought just in terms of pass completion, we were just terrible, just looking completely scattered. It's sometimes looking even unfit against a team that has obviously prepared itself well.
Yeah, long balls that don't go anywhere has been a trope for a number of seasons now, particularly with the much beloved 4-5-1 that we've been playing for the last few years. There were a couple of notes that I actually made during the game, which pretty much sum it up, I think. I've written 34 minutes, Krejci under no pressure, spins and passes the ball out of play, which definitely happened. He was just inside his own half, spun on the ball, had far more time than he thought, but just passed it straight out for a throw-in. And that was fairly typical. And then I've written 58 minutes, good wing play, cross, Magera in the middle, and literally no one else there. Midfield trundling around about 30 yards away. These will all sound very familiar.
Yeah. Our goal back, actually, from Magera is quite good. It is a bit of a sort of a flash ball into the box. He connects with it really well, and the keeper hasn't got, you know, too much that he can really do about it. And aside from, I think, a header also in the second half, which went straight at Jihlava's keeper, we didn't really give them much trouble at all.
It's a curious thing, actually. Magera, because he's, you know, he's just a lump. He's just a big lad up front. And I think they expect him to do pretty much everything. That goal, just across to him to head in, but with no support from central midfield, I think they expect a lot of goals to come from that, which is completely unfair on him. He needs support because he's not always going to win every header.
Yeah, like he actually reminds me of, talking about the Aberdeen game, of Sam Cosgrove in that sort of way. Just a big lad up front who is going to be quite physical, is going to give away some fouls, and also is supposed to get onto absolutely everything. And that really compensates for the way that Brno play a 4-5-1, which is on paper, supposedly, with wingers, but these wingers all stay out of the box, and then there's like two people in the middle beside the keeper, yeah, knocking them in. Doesn't work like that. It's never worked like that.
No, it hasn't. They did try a relatively adventurous switch to 4-4-2, which we will talk about later. The second half of the preseason game that we saw against,
We should remember this.
It was Vyshkov, wasn't
Vyshkov,
it?
Vyshkov. Yes.
In the second half, they switched to more of a 4-4-2, and as we will see, hopefully later on in the podcast, that has been slightly more successful. I am also going to chuck this out there. I am going to tentatively say I think Magera can be top scorer in this league.
I thought you were going to say something else
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say that Jihlava are going to win the league, and I think that they will.
I also possibly think that Jihlava will win the league as well.
I think, along with Usti Nadlabim, who have had a blinding start to their campaign, they are 3-for-3 already, 9 points. I think another team could be Hradec Kralove, actually.
Hradec will be there or thereabouts. They finished, third, I think, third or fourth last season, and they were decent. I mean, they had only just come down from the first league, and they made a very good fist of it last year. So, yeah, it's eminently possible. And since we saw you last, or spoke to you last, the other game that happened for Zbrojovka was an away trip to... Now, I said before, I'm never actually going to remember the name of this team. It is it Selior?
Sellier and Bellot and Vlashim.
So I'm just going to refer to them as other well-known double acts. So Lennon and McCartney Vlashim.
Quiz question for you, David.
Yes.
What do Sellier and Bellot make?
Well, that's not really a quiz question because you told me this.
I think I also said their name wrong as well. Sellier and Bellot.
Sellier and Bellot Vlashim. Yeah, they make, Sam?
Well, if you know it.
Well, yeah, they. Since you told me, they make ammunition, right?
Why this wasn't called the Gunslinger's Derby, I'll have no idea.
Exactly. Zbrojovka, the gunmaker's team, and Fish and Chips Vlashim, the ammunition maker's team.
Yeah. Now, so, I mean, that was an interesting game, actually, I think. At one of these really annoying times in the league, which meant that neither of us could actually make it, I had a look at how to get there. And it's not actually so far. It's in the middle of central Bohemia. But we would have had to have left at 10:30 in the morning for a game that kicked off at 5.
Yeah, it's physically not that far. But one thing you will have to know, dear listener, I'm doing that in the singular, as you may have noticed. One thing you'll have to know is that every time Sam and I go to away games, the only way of getting there we have is public transport, which in this country is generally very, very, very good. Until you start going a little bit off map. Like Vlashim, for example, is not physically that far from Brno. It's on the main road to Prague, and it's a little more towards Prague than it is towards us. But it would have involved going into Prague and then back out again.
And the big issue actually being that on a Sunday, trains between Prague and Vlashim only leave every 2 hours.
Yeah, so there's that. And, I mean, it would have been nice to have seen somewhere new. It just it looks like a pretty enough little town, but I think it's pretty much anywhere Czech Republic.
That's what it seems like to me. And, again, a very sort of middling team, perhaps.
Yeah. In the end, the score between drum and bass Vlashim and Zbrojovka Brno was 2-2 in the end. So we got our first point of the season.
Yes, interesting game, actually. Notable for the fact that, as you said earlier, we went for 4-4-2. Milan Lutonski, who you may remember from the first podcast, I was quite impressed with.
If you don't remember, that's fine, by the way.
He did absolutely nothing against Jihlava and disappeared for this game, and we seem to change into a 4-4-2 with Magera being complemented by Zikol up front, and then having Stepanovski on the as a sort of a winger on the right again.
And I also sense, sorry to butt in there, I also sense this at some point has to be a problem that's going to be solved, which is going to be who goes up top with Magera, because they replaced Marek Zikol with Antonin Rusek. And to me, those two are much of a muchness. They're almost exactly the same player,
yeah,
as far
I'd
as I'm
agree
concerned.
With that. Also, as well, this is the first competitive outing for Bartolomeo, who was on the left wing as well.
Yeah, enthusiastic to see more of him. Hopefully he is starting this evening. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be.
I mean, I'd like to maybe start with a very similar team tonight, even though we started our game against Robson and Jerome Vlashim with, in really a poor way, let's say, because what happened was that we actually seemed to be controlling it for quite long spells, and then, as usual, there is a goal against the run of play, and then this sort of has taken any real sting out, and then started to look really, really ordinary for most of the game until this rather bizarre 10 minutes late on.
Yeah, it was an odd one. I think it was our top scorer is now Lukasz Magera with 2. He got the one in the Jihlava game, and he scored, was it a penalty?
It was a penalty.
It was a penalty,
yes.
And our second top scorer is now Owen Goal with 1 after Page and Plant Vlashim very nicely decided to give us a goal.
Yeah, so this is it, yeah, because White and Mackay and Vlashim went 2 up, and then a minute later conceded an own goal. And then I believe 3 minutes after that gave away a penalty, which from what I've read is a stonewaller. The Vlashim player who gave away that penalty, I think his name is Skoda, I'm not sure, publicly apologised to the supporters.
Oh, wow.
Via their Facebook page after the game, because it, at that point, I mean, against Brno, if you go 2-0 up, you're usually good.
Yeah, you should be seeing that through.
And outside of that, the wonderfully half Vietnamese, half Slovak goalkeeper, Patrick Lee Jiang,
yeah.
Had apparently a couple of good saves as well. There was a Zekel effort.
He was interviewed after the game because apparently he had a blinder from what I could read. He was talked about afterwards as in many ways keeping Vlashim in the game quite a lot. Oh, sorry, I should have said salt and pepper Vlashim in the game.
Salt and pepper.
Yes, exactly. After the early 90s hip hop duo. More of this, please. More early 90s hip hop references.
I can't really think of any right now. Just while talking
Biggie and Tupac Vlashim. It's not early 90s, but it's still a hip hop reference.
That's true. I have no answer
to this.
I've
put you off your train of thought here, haven't I slightly?
I certainly have. Magera had a nice free kick, which was saved by Li Jiang as well.
Well, that's nice.
Which they were saying was a very good save, at least on the text commentary. And on this point, I want to put out a public appeal to Zbrojovka Brno, which is, for fuck's sake, lads, actually do proper updates of the game if you're going to at all. Because really what happened, they started off this, you know, they do this thing on Facebook and on Twitter,
yes,
where you have your,
yes,
you know,
yes,
hashtag Brno or whatever, giving you minute by minute. And this seemed to be happening until they went a goal up, Penn and Teller Vlashim. And then after that, there was one tweet to the account, which was, there was a substitution. And no tweet about the subsequent penalty or two or three goals.
That's incredibly poor.
Incredibly poor. I will go. I will go and use Google Translate to provide updates, because it's not good enough. And at least there was someone there from the Fortuna Liga who was giving you actual minute by minute. But if you're going to try and do this, and you've got your Brno Zbrojovka TV, they call it as well,
oh,
for like
God,
highlights,
yeah,
and things like that, do it properly.
You've got to,
please,
go all in, haven't you, really? Zbrojovka TV makes me laugh. It's just a crap YouTube channel with embarrassing things involving players awkwardly looking to camera and trying to promote games that nobody cares about.
This is strong stuff coming from the crap SoundCloud channel.
Oi, how dare you? Anyway, on that bombshell, let's talk about something else. So, this week, just so you know, again, I think this is going to be a regular feature. As I mentioned, this week's podcast beer that we're drinking as we're doing this is Zlatopramen, one of the bigger Czech beer brands. Zlatopramen, the Golden Spring. Ah, isn't that nice? I know little else about it, to be honest. I'm looking at the label on the bottle here to see where it's from. I'm assuming Prague, but I don't really know.
It's not from Zlato.
It's not from Zlato, no.
It's a beer that I drank a lot of, actually, when I was a student here, the first time round.
Ah, no, it's from the same brewery as Krušovice, so it's a Heineken. It's a Heineken thing, as is Starobrno now.
There's your authenticity, guys. That's,
yeah. Yeah, authentic Czech Heineken-based cat piss, unfortunately. So
I like Zlatopramen because it's a non-pretentious 15 crown crisp continental lager. Yeah.
I have no particular problem with Zlatopramen. You know,
it's no Sviani, but I was in Albert on the way here. Shout out Albert, give us money. The
Albert is a supermarket, for those who don't know. It's not, you know, he wasn't in some old man.
Your old Uncle Albert. Actually, when my parents first came to the Czech Republic to see me for the first time, my mother didn't understand, thought it was a French supermarket and kept calling
Albert.
It Albert.
Beautiful. That's outstanding.
But this was the best that they had on offer because the Sviani, we couldn't do two podcasts in a row. We'd be spoiling ourselves.
Yeah, true. Mm. So, In this section, we have got a little bit of history from Sam, who's been doing some research into Zbrojovka in Europe, I believe.
And it's been very interesting, David. Very
interesting. Has it? Well, that remains to be seen. So, all right.
Let me tell you a story.
gather round, children.
Well, we're actually... I hope there's going to be some sort of incidental music in the background for this bit. Almost as...
What I should get on is... I should try and track down... you remember the tune that went behind our tune? On was it Steve Wright at our tune? Do you remember? Did you get that in Scotland? Did you have radios?
I actually have a Steve Wright story for you.
Oh, I remember. All right, are we going
to
do
I
this?
I remember we were listening to Steve. You can edit this out, David. It's fine. I once texted into Steve Wright in the afternoon because they said that the only they had that what they called factoids or something.
Right.
And they said that the only country that starts with an A and doesn't finish in an A is Afghanistan.
Right.
And so I texted them in going, no, there's Azerbaijan.
Yes.
Didn't get a response. So fuck Steve Wright.
strong words indeed there from Sam Beaton. The tune that went behind our tune went something like, na 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 na. So if I can track that down as you do your history bit,
that would be nice, actually. Like, is this R tune as in the letter R tune, or is this like somebody
in,
from Liverpool?
What, as in R Kelly?
Yeah. Or is it R as in hour?
It's R as in hour.
Oh, I see.
An hour tune.
I'm not going to try and do an accent that makes that work.
Thank Christ for that. No, it was a segment where people would send in ridiculous, I'm sure made up later on, stories where they would request a song because it was the song that was playing when they met their first childhood sweetheart who later died of cancer while falling downstairs and was hit by a lorry at the bottom.
So here's Angels by Robbie Williams.
Basically that, yeah.
Disgusting.
Anyway, Zbrojovka in Europe. Go. Yeah.
If you didn't think I was talking too much, you're in for a treat. well, the this actually goes back to SK Zhidanitsa, actually. And before Zbrojovka were anywhere near like European Cup territory, there was something that was called the Central European Cup. Have you heard of this?
I have not heard of this, no.
Okay, it was known also under the guise of the Mitropa Cup. And it started in 1927. And it actually continued in some form or another until 1992, though nobody really talks about it now, and it's incredibly patchy. And the way it sort of worked was that three or four teams from each country's respective leagues would go into a knockout tournament, which would always be two-legged. And then it would just function almost like any other European competition.
So when did this... Do we know when this started?
1927.
1927, okay.
1927, it went all through the interwar period. Understandably, 1940s tournament didn't take place. And yeah, it went... I think it started again shortly after the war. And then it also took a very strange turn because it did one of these things where it split into two groups. And that's all that stuff has actually been incredibly hard to find,
right?
Because it's been so patchy in terms of statistics on it. It was hard to find even dates, mm-hmm, that these were taking place. But our story of Brno in Europe actually starts in 1935.
Okay.
So season 34-35, SK Zhidanitsa finished third. And this was an important... season for Czechoslovak football because it helped solidify the long-term league structure. And the Brno team at the time was obviously mostly domestic, but often had some players that had gone away for a few years and sort of came back. And two players that I just want to point out was the main goal threat at the time, which was a guy called Václav Prusa, who had his most prolific period ever playing for Zhidanitsa. I don't think you can say that about any other player, that they've had their most prolific period at a Brno team.
I don't know. Jakub Resničak, yeah, recently.
That's true. And probably has a very similar goal-scoring record because Prusa scored 29 in 49 appearances.
Yeah, that's sort of a 1 in 3, which is about Resnia's record. I would also say that's 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 is probably Petr Švancara's goal record for Zbrojovka, yeah, who I think is probably the other one who you would say had his most prolific period here. Possibly Masopust as well.
But. Yeah, Masopust is a good shout. You can definitely put Pusha onto this list if you're into your 30s football. And also the sad story of a more long-standing Brno player, a guy called František Novák, who stayed at the club for 6 years and during the war enlisted with the RAF, the Czechoslovak squadron.
Oh, right.
And sadly killed in action 1942, age 28.
But, you know, good on the lad.
Well, I think that's a really important bit of history to point out is the Czechoslovaks.
A lot of Czechoslovak pilots flew with the RAF, didn't they? And if you ever come to Brno, there is a lovely cafe called Cafe Air, which is completely dedicated to the Slovak, Czechoslovak legions who fought with the RAF. It's a lovely place, actually.
It's a very good cafe. On the topic of the Central European Cup, that was our first outing in 35, and we got through 5-4 on aggregate against Rapid Vienna. Before then, bowing out to Ferencváros of Hungary, and we got back in the season after because we finished fourth. So we were joined by Sparta, Slavia, and Prostějov, interestingly.
Prostějov, really?
A team that we'll be playing this season.
Yes, we've got an away game to Prostějov in mid-October, I think, something like that, or early October.
Good, short journey. A history team, but one that's not been really great shakes in the last couple of decades whatsoever.
And also a town that's really nearby and I've never been to. Have you been to
Neither
Prostějov?
Have I, actually.
So, yeah, that's going to be a nice day out.
Looking forward to that. Full coverage of that will be provided by Zbrojovcast if we keep doing this by then. So the year after was much more fun because there were goals. We defeated Lausanne Sport 6-2, the Swiss side.
Right. Yeah. Now, is this still in what we're calling the Central
the
European...
The Central European Cup.
Yeah, okay. That extends as far as Lausanne.
It also extends to Italy.
Oh, okay.
Because the after beating Lausanne Sport 6-2, which included demolishing them 5-0 at home, in the first round proper, we met Inter Milan. So, David, here's a quiz question.
Go on.
What do the names Luigi Alamandi, Giuseppe Miazza, Attilio De Maria, and Armando Castellazzi have in common?
Giuseppe Miazza is the official name of the San Siro. I know that. He's the player after whom the San Siro is named. Who was the first one? Alamand?
Alamandi, Luigi.
Is named after Germany.
Nice.
Other than that, they are the four players to score against Zbrojovka?
Close. They all played for this Inter Milan team, and they all had a part to play in Italy winning the World Cup 2 years before that.
Right. So Franco's World Cup.
They were all in... they were all in the 1934 Italian squad,
there we go.
Who, of course, defeated Czechoslovakia in the final, and unsurprisingly defeated Zidanica
11-3. Wow.
Including that's the same team that scored 5 goals at home against Lausanne shipped 8 goals at the same stadium against Inter.
Yeah, it really is a matter of it's a different level there. We're talking, aren't
yeah,
we?
Absolutely.
You know, Lausanne, you know, good tries, but then you come up against Inter, and well, it's Inter at the height of Italian football.
So that's probably the first real big name team that I think that Brno have really come across. That year, actually, Sparta were in the final and lost to Rapid Vienna. And then there was a year break from the competition, and then they came back in 1938 and lost again to Ferencváros, and that was pretty much it. However, like I said, there's been very patchy coverage or you know, stuff written about this time. Obviously, we were back in it after we won the title.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in for the
78-79 season.
So we were in for that. And that's when it changed to a very... this weird one where they change into two groups and then they all played each other. And then we Bruno came bottom in that group. But... And that's really... That's all there really is for Zbrojovka / Jedinice. However, another Brno team, Ruda Hvezda Brno, went all the way to the final in 1958.
Now, wasn't Ruda Hvezda, is that not what Jedinice became?
No, it's what merged into.
Right, okay. Because I always thought on the timeline it was SK Jedinice... Then it became Ruda Hvezda, or then it became Zbrojovka, then Ruda Hvezda, then...
It was an amalgamation. So Ruda Hvezda moved in along with...
That's Red Star, by the way, if you're interested in your translations.
Pleasingly, when they got to the final, they played Red Star Belgrade.
Beautiful.
And lost.
Oh, well yes, of course they did.
But that's really that for Zbrojovka's first foray into Europe. I have to give a shout out to a guy called Karol Podhorny, who doesn't know me, but he wrote a bachelor thesis for Masaryk University about SK Jedinice in the interwar period.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's entirely in Czech, but it's available for free online. So thank you very much for that information.
Good on you, Kaya.
And a very interesting read.
Excellent. So next week, we are going to be away at Viktoria Žižkov, the first trip to Prague this season, which will be nice.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Viktoria Žižkov are either the biggest small club or the smallest big club, definitely in Czech football, possibly in European football. They're a really odd, just a very odd organisation. Formed in 1903, they won their first and only title in the 1927-28 season. But since then, they have won nine domestic cups between them, and have competed in four European Cups between 1993 and 2003. They had a really good run playing in the Champions League and European Cup.
Yep.
And they knocked out Rangers out of the UEFA Cup in 2002.
In the purest sort of way. Dear listener, I am biased.
Yeah, you're going to have to declare an interest here, aren't you, I think?
I take a lot of pleasure in seeing Rangers lose games. And this was just the best way to do it, because it was the first leg was at the Viktoria Stadion, and they lost 2-0. And then the return leg at Ibrox, it was, I think, a Frank de Boer double. Made it two each, went to extra time. If my memory serves me correctly, Neil McCann then scored for Rangers, only for Žižkov to pop up again with 10 minutes to go and get their runaway goals.
Nice.
Wonderful stuff.
Beautiful. You mentioned Žižkov Stadion. It holds just over 5,000 people. It's a tiny place, sort of two permanent stands, and the two ends are sort of scaffolding with seats nailed to them.
It's an absolute state. I've been in that stadium before when I was in Prague on Erasmus. I was teaching a girl, and her dad was the photographer for Sport, says Ed. And as part of my payment, I could get tickets to any game I wanted, which included the sellout for the final game of the season, where if Žižkov lost, they were relegated, and if Slavia won, they'd win the whole thing. And predictably went 2-0 Slavia, that was threatening to have a bit of a scrap at the end, and in these very strange scaffolding seats.
Yeah, nice. They, at the moment, they're managed by Petr Mikolanda, and he is a name that I keep trying to remember, because there was a period a few years ago where whenever Czech TV showed Premier League games, he would be in the studio giving his opinion on the Premier League, because Petr Mikolanda, obscure football fact fans, played 39 games for Viktoria Žižkov before being snapped up by West Ham as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, and he never made an appearance for West Ham because he was only about 18 or 19 when he came over. He's unfeasibly blonde and long-faced and Czech-looking. But he was at West Ham for a good 3 or 4 years, I guess, and he did a couple of loan spells. He played 2 games for Northampton Town on loan.
The mighty Cobblers.
Cobblers! He played 5 games for Swindon Town and 9 games for the now-defunct Rushden and Diamonds, which is a hell of a CV. Then he came back to the Czech Republic, played 7 games for Mladá Boleslav, so 62 career games, and then his career was finished by injury. I think basically he was one of those people who was just constantly injured, and he tried to make a go of his career, and he sort of couldn't do it. So he was popping up all the time to give his opinion on Premier League football because...
He's been there, man.
Yeah, having been at West Ham for a bit and then played in the lower leagues, he was apparently incredibly well qualified to talk about that. The other thing, which is very similar, is when Southampton were in League One, this is one of my favourite things that's ever happened on Czech TV, when Southampton were in League One, they had a game in the FA Cup against Manchester United, and the studio pundit at the time, Rudy Skarzel, was playing Southampton, and the studio pundit, to give a completely unbiased view, was Rudy Skarzel's dad, which I just think is brilliant. It's one of my favourite things.
That puts like the incessant, you know, Scottish, you know, Sky commentary. Oh, you know, here's your pundits for halftime, two former Rangers players. That puts it
to
shame.
You were raging earlier in the Dons Rangers game about the absolute Glasgow bias there.
It's the team that every supporter of a club has a team that they can't stand losing to. So I would say for me as a Zbrojovka fan, it's Sparta Prague.
Yes.
And
I would second that and push Banik up there as well, but Sparta, I mean, mainly.
And as a Coventry City supporter, I imagine you can't really tolerate losing to Villa, for example.
Well, Villa, but we haven't had to play them for quite some time now. But yeah,
we didn't have to play Rangers for quite some time either, thankfully.
Well, yeah. So to finish off this bit, we've gone slightly off track, but to finish this bit about Viktoria Žižkov, one thing is they have a former Zbrojovka player in their ranks, centre-half Pavel Koštiál, who was fairly crap for us, and I assume is fairly crap for Viktoria Žižkov.
Last played for us, about 3 seasons ago?
Three or four seasons ago. He wasn't particularly brilliant. He's just a fairly clunky centre-half. But the other very odd thing is they had, as a goalkeeper, for one season, Vlasta Burian, the 1920s Czech film comic, known as the King of Comedy in this country, or the King of Comedians, I should say. He spent 1 year playing in goal for Viktoria Žižkov before, in 1916, he moved to Sparta Prague and kept goal for Sparta Prague for 10 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That actually fits in with the cult status of Viktoria Žižkov as well. Like, there was a film made about them in the 30s as well.
There was, yes. They're, as I said, they're the biggest small club you've never heard of, or the smallest big club you've never heard of.
A classic elevator team, one might say, in some ways. And in terms of Zbrojovka, like, what are we looking to achieve against a team like Viktoria Žižkov away?
A point, I think, would be decent. And some entertaining football. I would like to see them play that 4-4-2 again, and I think a point would be decent. But also, it's a good day out. Žižkov is a cool part of Prague.
Definitely.
Some good bars, some good food around there, so...
And it's been changed to a real kickoff time.
Oh, God. The previous kickoff time was 10:15 a.m.
A.m., listen.
A.m. Yeah, apparently that's a thing in the second league. At the moment, Pardubice is still a 10 a.m. away.
That's
kickoff.
Actually better than 10:15 in Prague.
Yeah, Pardubice is closer. It's about halfway to Prague. But still. But we will also have Hannah along with us, will we not?
Yes, we will have my partner who's coming over and has been subjected...
Subjected being the operative word.
On numerous occasions to the exploits of Zbrojovka Brno, home and away.
Yeah.
So hoping for a good performance at least there. It's hard to sort of talk about predictions, actually, with the Hrudim game, which we'll go on to looming up first. But this... They've had a sort of a slow start to the season. They've had two draws and a loss. They lost to Cheska Budějovice.
That's not a surprise, though.
Which he'll be up there. And then drew with Prostějov and also Hrudim.
Mm-hmm.
Night. But right now, I would say, and it's probably worth saying that this is probably some of the worser. Is that a word? Worserer. This is some of the worser years to be a Žižkov fan. It can't be easy being a Žižkov fan. Some years of sort of corruption, ran out of money at one point.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Had 10 players on their books a few seasons ago. Mm-hmm. Went down again, and they're slowly consolidating and getting up. I think this is their second or third...
Third season, I think,
in a row
back up in the second league.
Were sort of unspectacular the last couple of times. It's clear they're building a squad. They'll be fine this season, I think.
Yeah.
But again, one of these teams that Brno really should be beating.
And possibly won't. So, later on this evening, it's currently, well, it's the 5th of August, and it's a Sunday, and this evening at 8 o'clock, we're going to be taking on Hrudim. That was glorious.
There'll be nobody in the stadium.
No, we got 3,113 against Jihlava.
Against Jihlava.
And
at the start of the season.
Yeah. And this is a Sunday evening 8 PM kickoff against Hrudim. MFK Hrudim.
MFK.
Who, when I was mapping out the season to come, I made a Google Maps thing of all the places we would need to go to, and I had no idea where Hrudim was. I had never even heard of it, really.
Yeah. Again, unspectacular Czech town, a bit like Vlašim, actually. Slightly more people, I think. It's about 20,000 odd.
And easier to go. Yeah, but that was your theory, that every Czech town is 20,000 people.
Yeah,
though,
every
it?
Czech town has 10 or 20,000 people in it, and this is what makes a population around 10.5 million.
Because there's Prague, which is 1.5 million, there's Brno, which is about 400,000, there's a couple of other biggish towns, but every other place in the country,
huge drop off, and then suddenly there's a 10,000, 20,000, 20,000 town.
Yeah,
Nad Oslavo or something.
Yes, exactly. And this is where Hrudim fits in exactly, I think.
Yeah, in terms of the mapping out, actually, best team that could have come up from a travelling fan's perspective, because these were the champions of the Bohemian Football League, which is played in the West. This is their most easterly club,
yes.
I believe. This is an hour south, not even an hour, 10 miles even.
It's, yeah,
south of Pardubice.
It's taking the main train line to Prague to Pardubice, which is about an hour and 15 minutes, and then it's like a 20-minute jog from there.
So, no idea why I said an hour, but it's, yeah, it's really short.
Yeah. But anyway, they're at our place this evening, and what do we know about them?
Well, they love goals. This
they
is
do.
Thing. So they won their league by 5 points, which seems, you know, unspectacular in itself. It's the manner in which they won. Their last three games included beating teams 8-1, drawing one each, and then finishing off their season against a relegated bottom tier team 10-0.
Fairly decent.
Since they've come up, this is also their third game. They have scored 3 goals, same as us. I think all from open play, though. Started out with a draw against Žižkov and then lost 3-2 to Ústí nad Labem, who are doing very
well. Yeah, which is no disgrace at all.
And I think this is going to actually be a really interesting game. They are one of these teams that's a bit of an unknown, because once you get to these third tier teams that come up, things like up-to-date information and club websites start to become a bit dodgy.
Amateurish, to say the least.
Well, you know, even talking about Vlashim earlier on. There was a pause there because I was trying to think of a double act and couldn't do it. Yeah. Thought of one now.
Go on. No. Is it Peter, Paul and Mary Vlashim?
Peter, Paul and Mary Vlashim. That's their youth team. They actually have... They were all young, weren't they? They were a young folk troupe. Am I thinking of the wrong Peter, Paul and Mary?
I don't know. Peter Pan and Wendy Vlashim.
Okay, well...
Anyway.
So if you go to JD and Coke's website, they haven't updated their squads in, I think, 2 seasons, which is at least better than Hoodim, because they don't seem to have a real website, so to speak of. But from what I've been able to glean from them, they seem to have done some recruitment in some... Like, done it quite... in a smart sort of way.
Right.
So... they've been able to get a couple of players from Hradec Králové, which is not far really from where they are.
Yeah.
Who have got some experience in the second league and in the first league. They've also, getting people, from basically around that area, Mashtoborsko, they got players from. So they've got players that have been around in the second league before.
That's actually a fairly smart thing to do, because in that area now, in the, what are we calling it, the kind of central Bohemian plains, where the towns of Hradec Králové and Chrudim and Pardubice are, they're all second league teams. So they seem to have gone to local teams for local players. There's nothing for you here. Local teams for local players who clearly didn't want to move far but were on the fringes of Hradec and Pardubice's team and have sort of snaffled them.
And if you're from that area anyway, I mean, also remember that there will be players probably from this Hrudim squad that are not full-time. There will be players that have other jobs there. So, and I think that they would probably, and I'd say rightfully, if you're scoring that many against, well, a team where there is, a league where there is a lack of quality. But if you are keeping the sort of nucleus of a team that's scoring 10, 8, or whatever, you should be giving them a try because there are plenty of beatable teams in this second tier. There is one Zborovka connection.
Is there? And what is that?
Do you know someone called Petr Rybička?
Petr Rybička? It rings a bell. Peter the Little Fisherman.
It really shouldn't, because he last played for Zborovka in season 2016-17. And he had a grand total of 8 minutes playing time.
I'm going to say that's a Football Manager connection. I reckon he was probably in a Football Manager game. I was playing as Brojovka, and he was in the youth team somewhere being useless.
So he's in their first team.
Right.
He played a lot last season, I'm told. But we have an 8-minute connection.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Which might actually be the same sort of distance between Pardubice and Hrudim
for
when we go away from there.
So, well, that's nice to know. Anyway, so we'll be seeing them in a couple of hours, I guess.
So all there's to say now on that is, David, how do you think the game is going to go? How do you think we'll line up? What do you
think
we'll see?
Are we doing actual predictions?
Well,
we
were hilariously wrong the first time, so I relish the chance to be humiliated again.
I'm going to say, or what I would like to see, as I said previously, would be the 4-4-2 again, with Magera getting a little bit of support. I would like to see Bartolomeu start. He obviously wasn't quite fit for the first game, and he started... in the second game against Vlashim. Again, I was struggling to think of a duo there. You already did Penn and Teller, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Damn it. Okay. I'd like to see that. I was very, very happy to see that within the first sort of 5 minutes against Jihlava, our goalkeeper Dusan Milicharic took a fairly hefty thwack to the head, and it looked like he was going to go off, but thankfully he seems to be okay, and that's a small mercy, because without him we'd be fairly lost at the back. But I'm going to say we're going to scrape a 1-0, possibly. That's what I'm going for.
All right, that's interesting.
Why? What was your?
But they're definitely scoring. Like, Hrudim are definitely scoring against this back four. Right now, Right. Again, it's quite hard because we are still thinking about where the team has come from, how the team is composed, and what the team has done so far. And it, like, I think Rudin will score, but at least on paper, there should be too much quality in that Brno side.
You'd like to think so, but we've said that before. And I just, you know, I mean, when they came down, we kind of said, like, there should sort of be too much quality.
Yeah.
And we should be going straight back up. And it's already proving far more difficult than it should have been.
We're in a dangerous position now where if, you know, if we win today, we'll still be 5 points off the leading pack.
Yeah.
We would be right in the peloton.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Nice way of putting it.
But I think, I mean, hopefully, Pivarnik has seen what happened against, I still can't think of a link, Vlashim. And
nuts and gum.
Together at last,
nuts and gum, Vlashim.
So yeah, against Jason and the Argonauts, Vlashim, there was moments that we looked actually good in a 4-4-2. If we get that thing, we get wingers clicking.
Get those winging wingers clicking.
Once we get Odem wingied, then hopefully it should be something like 3-1. But I just don't know about Pivarnik. I don't know that he really actually knows his ideal starting 11. And
I think
really
he's
worrying.
Yeah, he's also, I think he's far too conservative. I don't see him risking that from the start. I think we'll start 4-5-1. And something horrendous will happen, which will spur him into action, and it'll be too little too late.
I was thinking about this as well, actually, and I hope we're not running over time, but I think this is an interesting point to make on that 4-5-1, is that last season that we were dreadful and he took us over at the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
And we played 4-5-1 ever since. We started the season against a team that came down, played 4-5-1, got defeated again. We then played a team that finished eighth in the second tier, and we went to this 4-4-2. Is Pivarnik actually playing a 4-4-2 against teams that he think we're going to beat? And if so, that's tragic.
Yeah, it really is. As I said, I think this is part of his massive conservatism. I don't think he has the willingness or maybe just not the trust in the side to actually tell them to go out and play attacking, expansive football. I don't know whether he's just too scared of it, or he's playing not to concede rather than winning games.
Yeah, and that's a huge worry in the second league. And already, I think we're seeing some opposition to this in the stands.
End of the first game. There was a lot of anger from the stands, wasn't there?
I mean,
at the final whistle.
Including calling for the owner of Zbrojovka to leave.
Yes, that is a topic we're going to look at on another day, I think. Definitely. That's quite interesting. But yeah, we'll come back to that. On that bombshell.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, on that note, we are going to close this down and head off up to the stadium to catch Zbrojovka Brno versus Chrudim. And as promised, we are going to play you out with a Czech cover of an English language song. And again, I'm not going to tell you what it is because it should be fairly obvious, but this is an absolute belter. So, after all that, my name is David.
My name's Sam.
And thanks for listening to Zbrojovcast, the English language Zbrojovka Brno podcast that nobody asked for. See you next time.
Co za zlý, čím jsem se stál, tím jsem rád. Jak já život znám, s námi málo se mazlí, mě aspoň skříp kolikrát. Já žil, jak jsem žil, zaplať Bůh vždycky po svým, tak svou píseň dál. Spoustu žen jsem znal, však s láskou spíš si hrál. Jsem trochu hráč málo platný, sám sebe neznám i znám. nikde, že hrám. Já svý chyby znal, ale ne jejich pramen. Byl jsem i mistra a byl jsem i plamen. Já žil, jak já žil a tak posím žít si dál. Sebe neznám i znám. My mý byli rušný, někdy fajn, někdy špatný, na žádnej z nich nežehrám. O, já chtěl, mnoho chtěl, někdy sám skutek utek, jen žádnej rušný.